十六章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章第一节。
Mark chapter 16 verse 1.
过了安息日，莫大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚，并撒罗米买了香膏，要去膏耶稣的身体。请念。
Mark 16 verse 1.When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body.
在主耶稣复活的那一天，有三个姐妹，爱主的姐妹，她们来到坟墓那里。
On the day of Jesus' resurrection, three sisters who loved the Lord came to his tomb.
她们买了香膏，要照着犹太人的礼俗要膏耶稣。
And according to Jewish tradition, they bought spices to anoint the body of the Lord.
但是他们并没有膏到主耶稣的身体。
But they did not have the chance to anoint the body of the Lord.
因为主耶稣已经复活了。
Because the Lord Jesus has resurrected.
但是这也不能够否定掉他们对主耶稣的爱。
But this, does not reduce or discount their love for the Lord.
他们是很努力的要去爱主耶稣，这个是应该肯定的。
We need to acknowledge their deep love for the Lord and how hard they try to show their love.
虽然没有膏到主耶稣的身体，但是他们的爱也一定蒙主耶稣的纪念。
Although they did not have the chance to anoint the body of the Lord, but I believe the Lord Jesus has accepted and remembered their love.
我们人总是很喜欢用结果来评论它的价值，但是主耶稣常常不是这样子。
We often like to use the result to determine the value of something, but the Lord Jesus does not do so.
主耶稣常常看我们的动机，看我们的心。
The Lord Jesus looks at our motivation, he looks at our heart.
第二节。
Verse 2.
七日第一日清早出太阳的时候，他们来到坟墓那里。
Mark 16 verse 2, very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb.
别人可能还在睡觉，他们已经一大早赶到这个坟墓那里。
Perhaps most people were still sleeping, but they very early in the morning rushed to the tomb.
第三节。
Verse 3.
彼此说，谁给我们把石头从墓门滚开呢？
And they ask each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?
在路途上，他们担心着一件事情。
So on their way to the tomb, they were concerned of something.
在路途上，他们想说他们要面对一个难题。
So on their way to the tomb, they considered a major problem awaiting them.
会有一个大石头堵住了这个墓穴的洞口。
They realized that there will be a huge rock blocking the entrance to the tomb.
他们三个姐妹她们预估她们没有办法挪开那个石头。
So these three sisters anticipated that they will not be able to remove this rock.
那在这么早的时刻里头，有谁会来到这个地方？有谁能够帮他们这个忙
？And at such early hours, who will be there to help them？
这是他们的一个担心。
So this was their great concern.
第四节。
Verse 4。
那石头原来很大，他们抬头一看，却见石头已经滚开了。
Verse 4, but when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away.
结果他们的这个担心其实是不必要的。
So their worries were unnecessary.
他们之所以来一方面是他们并不相信主耶稣已经复活。
So the reason they went to the tomb is becauseOn one point, they do not believe that the Lord had indeed resurrected.
所以他们也不相信这个石头会是已经不再是他们的一个阻碍。
So they could not believe their eyes that this large stone was no longer an obstruction.
所以他们就有这样的一个忧虑，谁为我们把石头挪开？
So because of this, not the 100% belief on the resurrection of the Lord, so they had this worry that this stone will not be rolled away.
在我们生活当中，我们常常也有很多的忧虑。
So in our daily lives, we all have many worries.
啊，常常这些忧虑啊，是因为不信而培养出来的。
And these worries come about because of our unbelief.
哦，如果因为不信而有的忧虑，我们最后会发现常常是不需要的。
So, very often we find that worries that come through unbelief is very unnecessary.
亚伯拉罕照着神给他的吩咐，他离开他的故乡乌尔。
According to the instructions of the Lord, Abraham left his homeland Ur to go to a different place.
啊，他是有信心的，照着神的吩咐离开了。
Through faith, he obeyed the Lord and departed.
但是在整个路途当中，亚伯拉罕总是有一个忧虑。
But throughout his journey, Abraham always had this concern.
啊，他因为他的太太撒拉长得很漂亮。
He had this worry because his wife Sarah was very beautiful.
哦，他恐怕别人因为要夺得撒拉啊，结果把这个做先生的给杀了。
He was worried that other people would want to marry Sarah and kill him.
啊，因为亚伯拉罕是撒拉的丈夫。
And Abraham was Sarah's husband.
哦，把丈夫杀了啊，所以能够得到。他的妻子
and that person would kill Abraham first and then they can marry Sarah.
这成为亚伯拉罕路途当中的一个忧虑。
So this became a great concern or a great worry for Abraham throughout his journey.
哦，他既然相信神的话，前往这个迦南地区。
He believed and trusted in the Lord and started on his journey.
哦，他应该也知道路途当中会有很多的困难或危险，那神一定会保护他们。
And he should have known that in his journey he would face with many difficulties and that the Lord will protect him.
哦，就因为他这一点点的不信，就让他生活当中有这个忧虑。
But because of this little unbelief, that it added concerns to and worries to his life.
那事实上，这个亚伯拉罕这个忧虑啊是不必要的。
So, in actual fact, this worry or this concern for Abraham is unnecessary or something that he could have done without.
哦，真的照着他的意气啊，有人喜欢上他的太太。
And as expected, someone fell in love with his wife.
哦，那亚伯拉罕靠他自己，他真的能够保护自己或保护？他的太太吗？
Based on his own capabilities, could he protect himself or protect his wife?
哦，事实上是不能的。
In reality, it was impossible.
但是这一条路是神要他走的路。
But this was the path that the Lord wanted him to undergo.
哦，所以神就会为他解决，神会保护他。
So the Lord would surely solve the problem for him and protect him.
哦，所以如果没有神的保护，真的他会失去他的太太。
And without the Lord's protection, he would surely lose his wife.
哦，所以他的忧虑啊，事实上并没有帮助他解决问题。
So his worries did not help him solve his problem at all.
哦，他所需要的其实就是对神不变的信心。
All he needed was his unchanging belief in the Lord.
哦，我们仔细想，圣经里头还有很多这样的例子。
So if we look closer, we can see many similar examples in the Bible.
那我们想到我们自己，真的也是常常我们许多的忧虑是从不信而培养出来的。
Likewise, very often in our lives, we often have unnecessary anxieties that come about through our unbelief.
哦，这三个姐妹当她们到达的时候，她们发现那个石头已经挪开了。
So when these three sisters arrived at the tomb, they realized that the large stone had been rolled away.
请继续看第五节。
Please read verse 5.
他们进了坟墓，看见一个少年人坐在右边，穿着白袍，就甚惊恐。
Verse 5. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed.
他们并没有去想说，哎，这个是到底谁把这个石头挪开
？So they did not think as to who could have removed or rolled away this stone.
因为他们一心只想着就是说去高主耶稣的身体。
Because all they wanted to do was to anoint the body of the Lord.
哦，所以他们也顾不得去想这一件对他们来讲是一个不可能的事情。
So they never thought of this impossible thing could have happened.
啊，结果一进去啊，让他们。啊，觉得更是惊讶。
So as they entered the tomb, they were alarmed.
哦，他们看见了 神的天使在那里。
They saw the angel of the Lord.
是第六节。
Verse 6.
那少年人对他们说：“不要惊恐，你们寻找那钉十字架的拿撒勒人耶稣，他已经复活，不在这里，请看安放他的地方。”
Verse 6. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him.
这少年人就告诉一个让他们很难以相信的一个事实。
So this young man told them a fact that was unbelievable.
这里没有耶稣的尸体，耶稣已经复活了。
There is no body of the Lord here. He has risen.
说不然你看吧，耶稣不在这里。
So look here. He's not here.
其实耶稣已经一再的跟他们讲过，三天他要复活。
In fact, Jesus has again and again told them that he would resurrect in 3 days.
但是从人的理性啊，这是一个不可能的事情。
But from man's rationale, this was impossible.
所以一开始的时候，这些人跟随，虽然他们过去跟随耶稣，看过耶稣行神迹，但是他们是不信的。
So although these people have been with the Lord and they have seen his miracles, they still could not believe his resurrection.
所以天使告诉他们，耶稣已经复活了。
So the angel told them, Jesus has risen.
第七节。
Verse 7.
你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
Verse 7, But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you.
就这个天使啊，就交代他们一件事情。
So the angel instructed them something.
说去告诉我主耶稣的门徒。
Go, tell his disciples.
而且又加上一句，说啊，还有也告诉这个彼得。
And to also tell Peter.
难道彼得不是耶稣的门徒当中的一个吗？
So the angel specifically added Peter. And why did he have to add Peter? Isn't Peter one of the disciples?
是的，彼得是门徒当中的一个。
Yes, Peter is among the disciples.
所以说去告诉门徒就应该包括了彼得。
So to telling the disciples would have included telling Peter.
但是为什么这里又特别强调说也要告诉彼得？
So why did the angel here added tell his disciples and Peter?
我想这只可以我们来思考一下。
So this is worth our pondering.
从彼得这一个人我们来得到一些提醒。
From Peter, let us be reminded of some things.
说天使说去告诉彼得。
The angel said, go tell Peter.
彼得他应该知道他并没有被主耶稣放弃。
Peter should have known that the Lord never gave up on him.
彼得他会认为主耶稣已经放弃他了。
Peter might have thought that the Lord had given up on him.
因为他已经否认主耶稣三次。
Because Peter had denied the Lord 3 times.
主耶稣在被抓之前，他就已经开始来预备，为这件事情来预备门徒。
Before his arrest, the Lord Jesus has prepared his disciples.
让他们知道很快就要发生的事情。
So that they would know what to expect.
他告诉他们，他要被抓，他要被钉死。
He told them that he would be arrested and he would be crucified.
在最后的晚餐里头，主耶稣还为门徒洗脚。
And even on the Last Supper, the Lord even washed his disciples' feet.
主耶稣告诉他们，你们也要受到逼迫，那你们会四散了。
And the Lord also told them that you will be persecuted, and then you will all be scattered away.
虽然我要受死，但是我要复活。
Although I will die, but I will live again.
我复活的时候，我们要在加利利，大家一起在聚集。
And when I resurrect, we shall all gather together in Galilee.
当主耶稣在说这些话的时候，彼得他曾经有这样的表示。
And when the Lord said these words, Peter once had this response.
他说别人离开你，我不离开你。
Others would depart from you, but I will not forsake you.
他对主耶稣说别人会跌倒，我不会跌倒。
He also said, others will fall, but I will not.
在事情还没有发生的时候，彼得认为说他是可以做得到的。
So before the challenge came, Peter thought he would be able to succeed.
在生活当中很多的时候，我们也会认为说 我还好，我可以。
Likewise, in our daily lives, we often say, "I'm fine, I can handle it."
啊，但是真的面临事情的时候啊，我们却失败了。
But very often, when problems arise, we fail.
啊，所以彼得也是一样。事实上，他并没有照他对主耶稣的那样的立志。
So likewise, Peter failed. He did not live up to his resolution or to his resolve to keep his faith.
如果我们是彼得的话，我们的心情也一定是非常的沉重。
So if we were Peter, we would also feel very disappointed and discouraged.
既然我否认了耶稣，那耶稣还会要我吗？
I have denied the Lord. Would he still want me?
但是天使说，去告诉彼得，耶稣已经复活了。
But the angel told the women, "Go tell Peter that Jesus has risen."
彼得他需要知道主耶稣仍然爱他。
Peter needed to know that the Lord still loved him.
我们一直都需要神的爱。
We all need the love of the Lord.
而神也总是爱着我们。
And the Lord always loves us.
请参考旧约圣经何西阿书十一章。
Please turn to Hosea chapter 11.
何西阿书十一章第八节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 8.
旧约圣经1065页，何西阿书十一章第八节。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 8.
以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我怎能使你如亚玛？怎能使你如洗扁？我回心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。
Hosea chapter 11 verse 8. How can I give you up, Ephraim? How can I hand you over, Israel? How can I treat you like Admah? How can I make you like Zeboim? My heart is changed within me. All my compassion is aroused.
这是神对悖逆的以色列人所说出来的话。
These are the words of the Lord to the rebellious Israelites.
这个亚玛洗扁就是跟索多玛、俄摩拉接近的城市，
就是 Zeboim 是吗？
对。
Okay, Zeboim is a city that is close to Sodom and Gomorrah. Yeah,
所以那个罪恶，他当时的罪恶，神毁灭那这几个城市。
And because of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, God destroyed these cities.
当时神的百姓他们也是罪恶很重。
And at that time, the people of the Lord also sinned greatly against the Lord.
那么他们的下场啊，也应该是遭受硫磺火的毁灭。
And they should have met the end result of sulfur, of burning sulfur.
在他们受苦的当中，他们也觉得说他们绝望了。
And in their sufferings, they felt that they were in despair.
但是神却这样的说。
But the Lord instead told them.
说我怎么能够舍弃你？我怎么能够弃绝你？
How can I give you up? How can I hand you over?
神的爱大大的发动。
The Lord's great love was aroused.
成为神的儿女就是这么的好。
So to be the child of the Lord is indeed so good.
我们需要天父的爱。
We need the love of the Heavenly Father.
他也总是爱着我们。
And He always loves us.
所以以赛亚先知说，这个父母亲做妈妈的不可能忘记。还在吃奶的婴孩。
So the prophet Isaiah says that a nursing mother will never forget his nursing child.
如果说有忘记的，但是神他也不会忘记他的儿女。
And even if the nursing mother forgets his baby, the Lord will never forget his children.
这是彼得他必须要知道的。
So this is something that Peter needed to know.
天使对这三个姐妹说，去告诉彼得。
So the angel told these three sisters, "Go tell Peter."
彼得他必须要知道主耶稣是守信用的，持守他的承诺的。
So Peter needed to know that God is faithful and that God keeps His promise.
主耶稣曾经告诉他们说：“我要复活，我要在你们之前去加利利。”
So Jesus has told them that He would resurrect and that He would go to Galilee.
现在主耶稣已经在那里，在等着你们。
And now He is already there and He is waiting for you.
包括彼得，你也要到那里去见主耶稣。
So you, Peter, including you, you must go and meet the Lord.
在人生当中，我们总是会有失败的时候。
In our lives, we face with sometimes we face with failures.
不管是我们的事业，甚至我们的信仰生活，有时候会失败。
Whether it be our career or our faith, we meet with failures.
但是一时的失败啊，我们不需要成为永远的失败者。
But a one-time failure should not lead us to complete failure.
神的爱总是可以临到那些。曾经失败的人
And the love of the Lord will still abide with those who have failed before.
神的爱总是可以临到那些迷失的人
And the love of God will come upon those who are lost.
这是从整本圣经我们所可以看到的许许多多这样的故事
And from the many stories in the Bible, we can see this fact.
同样在我们的信仰生活里头，我们也可以去体验到
So we can also experience the same in our life of faith.
我们觉得我们失败吗？
Do we feel that we're a failure?
我们不会永远是失败的，因为神的爱还是要临到我们。
We will never remain a failure forever because we have the love of God.
当雅各他回到了这个迦南地
，When Jacob returned to the land of Canaan,
他应该是到伯特利去献祭。
He should have gone to Bethel to offer sacrifice.
但是他并没有这么做。
But he did not do so.
这是他在信仰生活里头的一个过失。
So this was a mistake that he made in his faith.
结果让他的生活带来了一个很大的混乱。
And so this brought a great chaos in his life.
甚至他觉得说他的整个家族就要毁了。
And it even made him feel that his whole family clan was about to break up.
他过去二十年来他的成功他的累积可能就要全部损失了。
So all his possessions and all his accumulations for the past 20 years would all be gone at that moment.
甚至他所有的人口也都要灭亡。
And even all his family members, they would be destroyed.
因为他发现说周遭的人都会起来攻击他。
Because he realized that the people around him would rise up and attack him.
因为他的儿子为他惹了大的祸患。
Because his son brought him, brought great disaster on the family.
他在这样的时刻里头，他觉得他是一个失败者。
Because his son got into trouble, so at that time he felt that he was a great failure.
人几十年的努力的成功，可以一下子就毁了。
So all his successes for the past years can all be destroyed at that one moment.
在这个时候，神对他说：“你起来，你上伯特利去。”
So at that moment, the Lord told him, "Arise, go to Bethel."
神对他说：“我是那伯特利的神。”
The Lord told him, "I am the God of Bethel."
我就是那一个跟你同在的神。
I am the God that has been abiding with you.
我就是那一个一路上带领你、保护你的神。
I am the God that has been protecting and leading you through your journey.
我的爱没有离开你。
My love never left you.
我的同在没有离开你。
My abidance never left you.
虽然你眼见着你的失败，但是我的爱也要临到你。
Although all you see now is your failure, but my love will still come on you.
有一个弟兄，他信了主之后，又去染上了吸毒。
We have one church brother after he has converted to the Lord. He got back into a drug addiction.
因为他受到一个很大的打击。
Because he met with a great blow in his life.
在失意，在这种灰心的当中他很容易的就拿到毒品。
In his despair, he got hooked on drugs.
结果他就上瘾了。
Then he got addicted.
结果他被服务的地方要把他开除。
Then where he worked, he was going to be fired.
那个主管对他说某某人，你一辈子你爬不起来了。
And his supervisor told him that, you will never have a chance to rebuild your life again.
他听了之后更加的伤心，更加的灰心。
When he heard his supervisor's words, he was even more sorrowful and discouraged.
他就 自己也认为说我就会这样子一直的沉沦下去。
So he himself also thought that he would just continue on the downward road to destruction.
真的他就那样子过了十年很黑暗的生活。
So he lived a life of darkness for 10 years.
他身边所有的东西都没有了。
And the things around him just disappeared.
他过着一个无家可归的这种流浪汉的这种生活。
So he led a life of, as a nomad.
他拿着一个杯子到处的乞讨。
So he got a cup and went around begging for money.
所得到的钱不是买食物填饱肚子，常常是买酒买毒品。
So the money that he got, he did not buy food to fill his stomach. Instead, he bought drugs and wine.
有几次他
and alcohol.
他甚至差一点死掉。
And there was one point where he even almost died.
有一次在路上，他无意当中捡到一本圣经。
So one time on the road, he accidentally picked up a Bible.
他就想说，我如果继续这样子下去，我真的会死，而且我甚至要下地狱。
So he told himself, if I continued such a life, I would surely die, or I would even end up in hell.
所以他就生发一个求神怜悯的心。
So he pleaded with the Lord for mercy.
他说：“神啊，我不能这样继续如此下去，你要救我。”
He said, "Lord, I cannot continue such a life. Please save me."
他下定决心求神帮助。
He was determined to seek the Lord's help.
首先他就离开那些一起在那边吸毒鬼混的那些朋友。
So, first he left his friends that his drug addicted friends.
他当然他没有住的地方但是他就自己一个人没有跟那些人在一起。
So he moved away and did not live with his drug addict friends.
差不多一个月的时间，他过得非常的辛苦。
So for about a month, he had a very difficult time.
因为他必须克服他的毒瘾。
Because he had to endure his withdrawal symptoms.
他说毒瘾来了，冒冷汗，头痛，痛得好像要爆炸一样。
So he said when his withdrawal symptoms come, he will have a very bad headache and he would sweat profusely. Cold sweat.
但是他靠着主耶稣的爱，他能够去克服。
But through the love of the Lord, he was able to overcome.
我们就是这样三两句话这样讲过去。
So here, I just use a few sentences to describe his ordeal.
但是对他来讲，每一天都好像过一个年那么久。
But to him, one day was like a year.
但是神的爱没有离开他。
But the love of God never left him.
当他跟我见面的时候，他跟我说，传道，我已经干净了。多长的一段时间。
So when he saw me, he told me, Pastor, I have been clean for a period of time.
他重新爬起来了。
So he had once again climbed back up.
他找到了一个正式的工作。
He had found a stable job.
虽然在人眼来看，这不是一个什么大不了的工作。
So although in the eyes of men, his job was nothing spectacular.
但是对他来讲，这就是神的爱，这就是他自己的一个突破。
But to him, this simple job shows the love of the Lord and showed his breakthrough.
一时的失败不必成为永远的失败。
So our one-time failure need not be our permanent failure.
尤其主耶稣他已经复活了。
Especially because the Lord Jesus has risen.
他的十字架成为我们的一个保证。
His cross is our guarantee.
天使说去告诉彼得。
So the angel said, go tell Peter.
彼得他必须要知道他已经被赦免了。
Peter needed to know that he had been forgiven.
其实彼得在门徒当中他也算是一个最爱主耶稣的门徒之一。
Among the disciples, Peter is one who loved the Lord the most.
当主耶稣被抓的时候，所有的门徒在哪里？
When the Lord Jesus was arrested, where were the disciples?
他们都四散了。
They were all scattered.
当主耶稣被抓的时候，谁 尝试着要保护耶稣。
When the Lord was arrested, who tried to protect him?
有一个人拔出刀来要保护耶稣。
Someone took out his sword and wanted to protect the Lord.
甚至他也动了刀。
And he even used his sword.
他削掉了一个人的耳朵。
And chopped off the ear of one person.
只有他一个人，他能够胜得了那么多的人吗？
So with just that disciple, could he overcome the other people arresting the Lord?
他知道他会死在刀下。
He knew that he might die under the sword.
但是为了保护耶稣，我死了就死了。
But for the sake of protecting the Lord, he would rather die.
这个人就是彼得。
And this person was Peter.
他是爱耶稣的。
He loves the Lord.
他是愿意勇敢牺牲生命来保护耶稣。
He was courageous and willing to die for the Lord.
是主耶稣阻止了他。
It was the Lord that prevented him.
主耶稣说：“把你的刀收回去。”
The Lord said, "Put away your sword."
主耶稣将自己交在这些抓拿他的人的手中。
The Lord handed himself to the people who wants to arrest him.
只有彼得他不放心的。远远地跟着耶稣。
And it was only Peter who was very worried for the Lord and followed the Lord from a distance.
不但这样子，他甚至也进入了这个大祭司的院子里头。
Not only that, he even went into the courtyard of the high priest.
用我们的话来讲，就是他混入了敌人当中。
So, to use today's terms means he went into the midst of the enemies.
这是对他来讲，这是多么危险的一件事情。
So this was a very dangerous thing.
你把自己一个人暴露在敌人当中。
To put ourselves in the midst of enemies.
在那夜晚里头，一方面他害怕，一方面天气又寒冷。
So on that night of fear, he not only felt fearful, he was feeling very cold as well.
他觉得说他那个热切啊快要冷掉了。
Perhaps Peter felt that his zeal and his fervor for the Lord was turning cold.
所以他也跟人一起在那边烤火。
So he joined the rest of the people to get some warmth from the fire.
他希望他那个热切的心不要熄灭了。
He wished that his fervor and zeal does not diminish.
但是他这些的努力还是失败了。
But his hard work still failed.
我们是不是也常常这样子？
Do we sometimes also are like this?
我们都很努力的要来爱主耶稣。
We try hard to love the Lord.
但是我们就像彼得一样，靠自己。
But just like Peter, we rely on ourselves.
是的，很多的事情我们要靠自己努力。
Yes, for many things we need to rely on ourselves.
但是信仰的事情我们要靠神的怜悯。
But for our life of faith, we need to rely on the mercy of God.
我们的努力是需要的，但是我们不要忽略了神的怜悯。
Our hard work is also necessary, but we should not neglect the mercy of God.
但是在信仰的层面里头，我们常常会落入了只靠自己在爱，要来爱耶稣。
But very often in our life of faith, we try to love the Lord merely by relying on our own efforts.
所以我们就常常尝试到失败。
So very often, through this way, we face with failure.
就像彼得，他最后还是三次的否认了耶稣。
Just like Peter, ultimately, he denied the Lord three times.
他不承认他是跟耶稣有关联的，他是跟随耶稣的。
He denied that he was a follower of the Lord or that he had anything to do with the Lord.
彼得知道这不是一个很轻的过患，这是一个很严重的过患。
And Peter knew that the mistake or the offense that he committed was not a simple one, it was a grave one.
因为他起誓说我不认识耶稣。
Because he made a vow that he did not know, or he swore that he did not know the Lord Jesus.
但是天使说去告诉彼得。
But yet, the angel said, go tell Peter.
主耶稣愿意赦免你。
Jesus is willing to forgive you.
同样的，今天你我的罪，你我的过患，主耶稣愿意赦免我们。
Likewise today, you and I, our offenses, the Lord is willing to forgive us.
主耶稣爱彼得，主耶稣也爱我们。
The Lord Jesus loves Peter. The Lord Jesus also loves you.
彼得他需要知道，因为主耶稣，他仍然可以有一个光明的未来。
Peter needed to know that because of the Lord, he still has a bright future.
我们请看马可福音十四章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音十四章七十二节。
Mark chapter 14 verse 72.
立时鸡叫了两遍，彼得想起耶稣对他说的话。鸡叫两遍以前，你要三次不认我，思想起来就哭了。
Mark chapter 14 verse 72. Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him. Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times. And he broke down and wept.
这里说彼得他痛哭了。
So here says that Peter wept.
他哭。他的失败。
He wept for his failure.
他也为他的未来而哭泣。
He also wept for his future.
他已经不完整了。
He was no longer complete.
他好像是一个破碎的器皿。
He is like a broken vessel.
已经不堪再使用了。
He has become useless.
这一次的破裂啊，让彼得是觉得他已经没有希望了。
So this broke down made him feel that he is hopeless.
这跟他以前的一次是不一样的。
So this was different from his reaction from a previous time.
以前彼得也曾经破裂过。
Peter had once broke down as well.
请看路加福音第五章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。第五节
Luke chapter 5 verse 5
西门说夫子我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么但依从你的话我就下网
Luke chapter 5 verse 5 Simon answered Master we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything but because you say so I will let down the nets
这句话虽然是彼得这个彼得的顺服啊，但这里头 也带着他的一份的骄傲。
So this verse, although shows Peter's submission, but it also showed his pride.
我是渔夫，我是捕鱼的专家。
I am a fisherman. I am a fishing expert.
你是一个木匠，你竟然来指导我在哪里下网。
And you are merely a carpenter, and here you are teaching me how to fish.
所以彼得说，我整夜在这里劳力，我并没有得着什么。
So Peter said, I've worked here.All night and haven't caught anything.
这是经验带给他的骄傲。
So this was his pride that came from his past experience.
我们生活当中有很多的事情是值得我们会让我们骄傲的。
In our lives, there are many things that would make us proud.
所以那就是他彼得的意思不会有的，那我就试试看吧。
So what Peter meant is that.What Jesus said is impossible, but he would try it anyway.
结果啊，网了一网的鱼啊，连网都差一点要破裂。
But in the end, when he threw the nets, he pulled a huge number of fish that the nets was breaking.
网没有破裂啊，但是彼得这个人啊，破裂了。
So the net did not break, but Peter became broken.
第八节。
Verse 8.
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说主啊离开我我是个罪人
Luke chapter 5 verse 8 When Simon Peter saw this he fell at Jesus' knees and said Go away from me Lord I am a sinful man
他的骄傲没有了
His pride was gone
他在主耶稣面前说我是个罪人
Before the Lord he confessed that he is a sinner
因为他的破裂他能够成为跟随耶稣的人
because he was able to break himself that he became a follower of the Lord
因为他的这个破裂啊，他能够被主耶稣来用
because he has been broken he was able to be used by the Lord
但是这个时候的彼得啊，他觉得他不配他失去了资格
but at that moment Peter felt that he was not worthy
所以主耶稣要让他知道 你仍然是属于我。
But the Lord wants Peter to know that you still belong to me. 哦，
你虽然好像失去了资格了，但是我还是爱你。
You may seem to have lost, you may seem not to be worthy to be used by me, but I still love you.
哦，这是主耶稣的复活对彼得有这样一个额外这些额外的意义。
So the resurrection of the Lord brought special meaning to Peter's life.
啊，彼得他仍然能够有一个非常活泼光明的前途。
Peter still could have a living and a vibrant future.
啊，神并没有弃绝他。
God never forsake him.
哦，今天如果我们是彼得
，Today if we are Peter，
这三位姐妹要告诉我们。主耶稣已经复活了。
These three sisters will also tell us the Lord has risen.
啊，如果我们周遭有彼得
，and if among us there is a Peter，
啊，我们要告诉他主耶稣已经复活了。
We also want to tell him that the Lord has risen.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him
351首。
351。